This is episode 133 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from John Majerowski's book, Contact and Control, UFOs, DNA, and the Hidden War on Human Potential. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 12, which is titled Reverse Engineering the Impossible. The 1940s Crash Wave and Reverse Engineering. And this is what John has written. Chuck Wade has evidence to support 7 cases of crashed UFOs in the American Southwest between 1945 and 1948. Per Wade, the first UFO crash was at San Antonio, New Mexico, in August 1945. This craft was 25 to 30 feet long and avocado-shaped. The second UFO crash happened the night of July 1st to 2nd, 1947, on the plains of San Augustine, New Mexico, and this craft was 32 feet in diameter. The third UFO crash is being studied by MUFON investigators Chuck Zawowski and Debbie Ziegelmeyer. They are calling this site the alternative site, southwest of Roswell. It is theorized that this crash occurred on the night of July 4, 1947, and that the object may have been a 25-foot oval-shaped craft. The fourth UFO crash occurred in the Halt Corso site north of Roswell the night of July 4, 1947. I contend that this crash changed the course of history, as it is now the infamous crash most of the world is familiar with. The Corona debris field, located 75 miles northwest of Roswell and 30 miles southeast of Corona, New Mexico, is the fifth UFO site, and we know now that the craft was 100 feet in diameter and scattered truckloads of debris at the Corona debris field. The sixth UFO crash site is what they call the Jim Ragsdale site, located 53 miles west of Roswell in the foothills of the Capitan Mountains, with a craft 20 feet in diameter. The seventh and final site is in Hart Canyon, about 9 miles north of Aztec, New Mexico, where a 100-foot diameter craft landed completely intact on March 25, 1948. Art Campbell and Wade conducted thorough investigations at these locations, uncovering physical evidence, including materials with unusual compositions. The samples from St. Augustine exhibited unique isotopic characteristics, confirmed by independent laboratory analysis. In fact, over 15 labs across the United States participated in research spanning more than 10 years. All results have been recorded and released in the book Finding the UFO Crash at San Augustine, Isotopic Metal Analysis Not of This World. Philip Corso and Reverse Engineering Claims. Philip J. Corso was probably the most famous figure associated with these allegations. In his book, The Day After Roswell, a retired US Army lieutenant colonel claimed to have been involved in the alleged reverse engineering of technologies recovered from a UFO crash near Roswell, New Mexico, in 1947. Corso alleges he was responsible for seeding various alien technologies such as night vision, lasers, and fiber optics to private contractors for reverse engineering and development. The book was edited by his co-author, William J. Burns, and much of his information was removed. Corso is listed as the primary author, but some researchers have questioned the extent of his direct involvement in the writing and editing, given his age and health at the time of publication. A manuscript or first draft titled Dawn of a New Age is the unpublished manuscript written by Corso and is presented as the original, unedited notes and account of his alleged involvement with the study and reverse engineering of extraterrestrial technology recovered from the famous 1947 Roswell UFO incident. Dawn of a New Age contains Corso's handwritten notes and accounts, unedited and unchanged from his published book. Corso's son, Philip Corso Jr., claims his father was highly dissatisfied with how the day after Roswell turned out and felt it did not accurately represent his experiences. In Dawn of a New Age, Corso provides several names for alleged top-secret US government programs related to the retrieval, study, and reverse engineering of extraterrestrial technology from UFO crashes and incidents. These names did not make it into the day after Roswell, and none of these claims have been backed up with FOIA documents or corroborating witness reports. Still, I find it important to highlight some of the more important and interesting items and their code names in case future evidence reveals them to be valid. Project Rainbow. According to Corso, Project Rainbow was a highly classified program tasked with collecting and analysing all materials, debris and technology recovered from UFO crash sites, particularly the alleged incident in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Corso claims that Rainbow was headquartered at Fort Riley, Kansas, and operated under the oversight of US Army's Research and Development Division. Paul Mellon was a cavalry officer at Fort Riley in 1940-41. Just saying. Cylinder Seal. Corso refers to Cylinder Seal as a sub-program or offshoot of Project Rainbow, specifically focused on investigating and understanding the propulsion systems and energy sources used by the alleged extraterrestrial spacecraft. He claims that the Cylinder Seal was based at Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico. Project Red Light. Described as a compartmentalized program responsible for studying and analyzing alleged alien biological entities and their physiology. Corso claims that Red Light was primarily focused on understanding the genetic makeup and biological processes of any recovered extraterrestrial beings. Magic Omega. While not providing extensive details, Corso references Magic Omega as a high-level oversight and control group tasked with managing and coordinating all government programs and operations related to the UFO phenomenon and recovered alien technology. It's important to note that Corso's claims, including the existence and details of these alleged programs, remain highly controversial and unsubstantiated by credible evidence. After years of FOIA requests and researchers spending countless hours, these program names have yet to be corroborated. However, I often ask myself, why would a man with as distinguished a verifiable career and record as Corso make such bold claims at the end of his life? What did he have to gain by the negative attention that his public release of decades-old classified information brought, and did that ultimately lead to his demise? Other whistleblowers and insiders. Corso is not alone in his whistleblowing about back engineering UFOs. There have been testimonials from Boyd Bushman, Thomas Costello, and Bob Lazar, all of whom attest to having studied recovered extraterrestrial craft and their remains at secure military R&D sites. Ben Rich of Lockheed Skunk Works alluded to deep, classified projects advancing space technology and propulsion breakthroughs for decades in remarks at UCLA in 1993. Insiders allege Skunk Works developed Mach 5 or more stealth reconnaissance aircraft under projects like Aurora by the late 1980s, while civilian planes flew far slower. Bob Lazar went public in 1989 with his story about reverse engineering alien spacecraft at Area 51. Lazar recently released an autobiography in which he explained that during his time at Area 51, his phone was tapped. This was all part of the contract he signed. They did this to ensure that none of the employees were covertly supplying secrets to foreign governments and the like. Apparently, by tapping Bob's phone, they found out that his wife was cheating on him, so they decided not to tell Bob about this, but told him that he was going to be off the program for a little while without any explanation. Immediately, Bob thought they were going to kill him or harm him because of the abruptness of his being put off the project. Making an effort to save his life, he went to the local Las Vegas news station, KLAS, and started talking to the now famous reporter, George Knapp. They blasted his story all over the United States, and it went international. Thus, Bob Lazar is now infamous for leaking Area 51, which nobody knew about at the time, and was only admitted to during the Obama administration, and for the reverse engineering of UFOs not of this world. In this episode, I was reading from John Majerowski's book, Contact and Control, UFOs, DNA, and the Hidden War on Human Potential. And my book, titled Aspects of Alien Abduction, will be published on May 25th. You'll be able to get it on paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.